On February 17, 1994, Mike DeYoung beat Soquhart icon Grace McCarthy by 42 votes to win the riding of Matsqui for the upstart BC Liberals in a by-election. Almost 30 years to the day and 8 terms in the provincial legislature with multiple cabinet posts on his resume, DeYoung announced Wednesday, February 14, that he is retiring from provincial politics, while confirming that he is considering running for federal office. "I don't know," said the Abbotsford West MLA when asked why he chose to retire now. "It feels right now. I have seen people leave this place bitter and I'm not. Every day, I walk in here, I think, God, I'm lucky to work in this building." DeYoung, who is BC's long-serving current MLA and has held 8 cabinet portfolios, including finance, health and attorney general, said he wants to take more personal time with his family as well as travel abroad. "But I'm going to work," he said. "I don't have the luxury of just retiring." Related. Abbotsford BC Liberals DeYoung and Bannman heading to Victoria, say Highway 1 widening will be focus. DeYoung, who recently turned 60, confirmed that the Conservative Party of Canada has approached him with what he called a request to run as a candidate in the next federal election currently scheduled for October 2025. "It's also true that I'm considering that, but I want to emphasize this, I haven't made a final decision, so I'm not withholding that decision from you." DeYoung added that he will take some time to make his decision while serving out the remainder of his term. "But I will begin the process of transitioning back into the private sector, which is a place that I haven't really been in for 3 decades. DeJong's decision to leave provincial politics also comes as polls show his party, BC United, formerly the BC Liberals, is struggling in the polls behind the Conservative Party of BC. This is an echo of the times when the BC Liberals were the upstarts challenging the Socreds as the main party uniting the Free Enterprise Coalition against the Social Democratic New Democrats. DeYoung implicitly acknowledged his party's current standings, but denied any connection between the state of BC United and the prospect of running federally. "Almost for me, it's the reverse," he said. "I don't like to run from a fight and my party's in a battle right now. My party is very much the underdog. Our leader, Kevin Falcon, is battling hard to establish familiarity around a new name. But if the coming election is not going to be easy for my team," DeYoung could also spot some new energy and some new ideas in his party. "It's got a new group of talent that's going to present itself to British Columbia." DeYoung said he will miss the people with whom he has served and worked with over the last 30 years, which he estimates somewhere between 200 or 300 MLAs. "Each one of them has story," he said. DeYoung cited the signing of up to 7 comprehensive treaties with First Nations and BC's fiscal record among his accomplishments. "It's an honor and it's a privilege to have served," he said. BC United leader Kevin Falcon said on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the people of Abbotsford have been lucky to have DeYoung represent them. "Thank you, Mike, for an incredible 30 years of service to this party and our province as a whole. Our entire caucus is wishing you the best in all that the future has in store." Speaking in Abbotsford, Premier David Eby acknowledged that he and DeYoung did not agree on many things over the years in their respective roles. "There is no question about that, but the one thing I will say about Mike is that he never made it personal," Eby said. "Mike came to politics from the practice of law and I always had the sense when dealing with him that he wanted to be professional. We were both involved in politics and while we might disagree, that he would be friendly, he would be willing to engage and that he would clear where his lines were, where he would agree and where he wouldn't." Eby added that DeYoung was very good on his feet when responding to his questions in question period. "He is a bright guy and he contributed a lot in his time to government. Again, we didn't agree on everything, but he always treated me professionally and my colleagues as well and I wish him the best in his next steps."